I'm Beth Crosby with Kinship Radio, and it is my absolute pleasure to welcome a good friend into the studios here today. And I say good friend because he's not only that, but he's also the president of the board of directors for Kinship Radio. I welcome Tom Wetzel. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Beth. It's good to join you today. And yeah, I see it the same way. A good friendship here and a fellow colleague in our radio ministry. So
yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I so appreciate what you do for us here at Kinship Radio. Our fearless leader of leaders, if you will, just, you know, shy of the Lord himself. So thank you for all that you do.
Oh, no. So shy. So shy, for sure. But, you know, as a board, what we really try and do is just set the guidelines of what this ministry is about and making sure that you guys have the tools that you need to do what we set as a vision and a purpose for Kinship Radio. And you guys are fantastic at that. Beyond that, as a board member and board chair, we're not radio experts. We're not radio people, as people are going to tell here listening to this. But we are so happy to be engaged and part of this and being able to help govern what this ministry is about.
Well, you give us the opportunity every single day to proclaim Jesus is Lord through worship. Amen. And the word, and to help our listeners do the same thing. And we have something coming up that is sure to help the men in our listening area and beyond live unashamedly for Jesus Christ. And that is the Spearhead Summit. That's coming up really quick, Tom. I want to know why you think every guy out there should attend this event.
There's so many reasons, Beth. And this is the second annual men's summit that we've had. You know, the women's summit has been part of Kinship's DNA and chemistry for quite a few years now.
16.
Yeah, wow. You know, and what an amazing conference it's been over the years, and it keeps growing and growing, and we get feedback all the time from those events that they are feeding people, they are helping them to grow and know in Jesus Christ. And we felt like that men needed that opportunity to hear and to know and grow in an event like this. And so we had our first one last year. We had Michael Franzese, and it really was about conversion with Michael, you know, that he's a mafia person.
A mobster.
Yeah, a mobster in New York. And we had great attendance for that. And the message was all about how people can be converted and brought to know what Jesus is and change their life. This year, we're taking a little bit of different approach with the Benham brothers, Beth, that are coming in. And these guys are twin brothers that started up as professional baseball players, were very good at that, but that avenue closed for them while they were still in the upper minor leagues. And so they then went to HGTV and started doing some work with HGTV. They were ready to launch a new program, and they were shut down because of their profession for Jesus Christ and their beliefs. And so they were pushed away from that, but through that, they learned more and more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus and to live unashamedly for Jesus Christ. And that's really a big part of their message.
I've been listening to some of their podcasts as of late, and wow, yeah, they do not hold back when it comes to sharing the Word of God.
Yeah, they
let it all out there.
They're not afraid. Mm-mm. They're unashamed about it, and I think that's what we, in this culture we're living in today, we need to hear that loud and clear, and especially men. I think men in families, men in their workplace, men in their just social relationships need to learn more and more about how to live for Jesus unashamedly. You know, how many of our men that are listening and followers of Jesus really don't have a lot of people that understand where they're at with their faith? Mm-hmm. And as leaders, we need to learn how to step up and not be afraid to proclaim that we are followers and show that to others.
Now, we kind of been joking around here, just as we've been planning the Spearhead Summit. It's different from the day for women because we know that the guys don't want to spend all day long doing all the cute stuff
ladies want to do. We're not going to try and learn how to make flower beds.
You're not going to do that. You're not going to crochet or anything
like
that.
That's right. Yeah. No. But we're going to have a hearty breakfast to start the day.
Yeah.
You know, that's very important for men is, You know, start that day right.
Last year, I don't think I have poured so much orange juice that I did the morning of the Spearhead Summit. They just kept coming and wanting more. So yeah, yeah. I'm happy to do that. I will feed you guys as much as possible. Yeah. So we're
opening our doors 7 o'clock, I believe, and starting breakfast at 7:15.
Doors open at 7:15.
Okay, doors mm-hmm. open at 7:15, mm-hmm. and we serve breakfast, and then we'll be done just before noon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so it's the morning. It's a Saturday morning. You've got the rest of your day to yourself yet. We're going to be at Hosanna Lutheran Church here in Mankato, which that's where we hold our women's events before. Mm-hmm. And that does a very good job of allowing us to really facilitate these meetings well.
Yeah. 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 It's going to be a great day. I know, Tom, you're going to be there.
I am. I'm looking forward to it. We actually have, you know, another event with that, Beth, the night before. We're going to do a VIP event.
This is the one I get to go to, everybody.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. It's because it is. It's for men and women both. Mm-hmm. And an opportunity in a very small select group, because we're going to be at the Mankato Golf Club, which has very limited capacity for seating there. We're going to have a meal that night and a chance to share with the Benham brothers and meet them personally and talk with them. I'm really looking forward to that VIP event that we're having the night before too. And you can sign up for that at the same time as you do the other event or separately from that event.
Mm-hmm. So all you need to do to sign up is go to kinshipradio.org. You'll see a link on our homepage, and that's where you can get the tickets for both the Spearhead Summit itself, which is being held on Saturday, September 20th, and then the VIP event, which is for both men and women, like Tom said, that's like premier special seating. Consider date night. That might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's all taken care of for you. See, we make it so easy for you. That's taking place on September 19th. But go to kinshipradio.org to get your tickets. All the information you need is right there. Tom Wetzel, thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to
spending the Spearhead Summit weekend with you and the rest of the staff, and all the guys that will be attending.
Thanks, Beth.